That smell is delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah, baby, you know how we do it. I'm in the building. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building. I'm feeling really, really, really great today, man. You know what I'm saying? My man, the Cap, is on his way in the building. He's on his way upstairs. He'll be here in a little while. Today, we got a great show. Today, we're going to be interviewing. Today's show is Music Legends. And yes, sir, it be Bob. We have a music legend that's going to be in the building today. We have my man and great, and you know, it's an honor to interview this man. Mr. Marshall Thomas is coming. Mr. Marshall Thompson is coming in the building. He's the last remaining original member of the Shy Lights. And, you know, they got new stuff going on right now. And, you know, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk with him about some things, man. And it's going to be real good, man. It's going to be a real good interview. Like I said, the Cap on his way upstairs. We're going to be getting real busy today. Today I'm going to do a tribute to the Shy Lights. You know what I mean? Then later on I'm going to probably take y'all back. I think my man is in the building right as I speak. What up, brother?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear you loud and clear. I see you walking in the big door, and I hear you loud and clear, man. What's going on today, man?
Oh, good, man. I just want to tell everybody one quick thing, man. The brother would have been right on time, but let me give my apology. I'm forgetting that I'm on the East Coast and the brother's in the Midwest, and I'm telling him 8 o'clock, but I'm not giving him the time zone. So he's an hour, Chicago is an hour behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So been working feverishly, making some calls to reach him, and hopefully he'll get here before 9 o'clock, because he's in Chicago.
Yeah.
But I gave the wrong time. Wah, wah.
Look, as long as he'll be here tonight, that's all that counts.
Yeah, man.
Be here for 3 hours, brother. You know what I'm saying? But you, anything you want to say about the Shy Lights? Anything you remember the most about the Shy Lights yourself?
Well, I mean, just the music was crazy, man. I mean, of course, when it was initially popping, I was too young to understand it, but I know, you know, the family would rock to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then years later, when I got into producing, you know, I never published anything sampling him, but I made beats sampling childhood music, because that music,
yeah,
you know, the notes are just crazy, man.
I think everybody who was a hip-hop producer have done that, sampled the Shy Lights. Nobody can say they haven't, you know? You know, that's like the first, you know, they have so many loops and things that it's too easy to sample to make a hot beat, you know? It's just that, you know, the clearance back in the days, you know, groups like that, you had to worry about, you know, getting the clear for, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you still got to worry about
you
that.
Still, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you know, nowadays they don't really
paid.
Sample. Nowadays they don't really sample as opposed to how back then, you know?
Yeah, but back then it was, because it was new, there
mm-hmm.
was a lot of dispute and debate on it. But I think it's fair that the people who made the original compositions get compensated. And
mm-hmm.
I know he has.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you when he gets here, you know. Oh, wait. Hold on 1 second. I got somebody from, hold on. Y'all going to listen in to this call. Hello? No, not yet. I'm actually talking to the daughter of Marshall Thompson right now.
Okay.
And she reached him, so he's going to be calling. You know, we got all our avenues covered, man. Make sure we fix my mistake.
Because, you know, for those of you I don't know, Mr. Capper is the perfectionist of the station. He wants every single thing perfection.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't think he don't want nothing to not be perfection on his end. So, see how he covers it? So, you know, now that's what he'll use as his model. So, you see how I covered it? And I'm going to have to cover something like that one day.
CYA all the time, man.
Everything is beautiful?
Well, right now, she said he is.
He's trying to reach you now.
All right.
So just keeps coming up busy.
Okay, so do this. Give him this other number, because the switchboard, it's a little weird. Give him, you ready?
Go ahead.
914-338-1685. So, yeah, Stu.
1685. Okay. I'll tell him now.
All right. Thank
you. Was that who I thought it was,
Cat? Huh?
That was that on the other end who I thought it, think it is?
Yeah. That's Cousin Evie.
You should have said hi for me to her, man, next time she called back.
Well, you know she's going to listen in. We'll get to talk to her.
Yeah.
Hey, this is live radio. Sometimes things like this happen. I'm finding out that our 877 number, there's some complications with it right now. So we'll get that fixed. But in the meantime, I gave them the alternate number to get in, and we'll get it started.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you feel? You feel like I should play some Shy Life music? Just to get it warmed up.
Let's give him 2 seconds. I think he's gonna call in, man. As soon as we see his call light up,
it's going down.
Just hit the commercial. And then so he knows what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what it is, man. But like I said, once again, my most favorite, like I told you the other day, when we was younger, me, you, and Kenny, was an Easter Sunday. They was at the Apollo with a bunch of people. You know, you was real young buck, you know what I mean? You was like so much of a young buck, you was getting carried, you know what I'm saying? So you was
I don't remember.
Yeah. I was kinda young, Ken was kinda young, you know, the afros was out back then and the ripples on the feet, you know. You know, thought we was cool with moms and you know, we was with both moms and we thought we was cool chilling. And we went to the joint, man, and we was in there, and they rocked the house, you know, and came out to harmonica. You know, I thought that was, like, so cool, you know, back then, you know?
Yeah.
No, groups don't do that no more, man. Groups don't come out and be like, bum, bum, you know, talk before the songs, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, this digital age kind of took the instruments away, you know what I'm saying? I see we have them. I know he can hear us, so.
You know the name. You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shy Life featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shy Lights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds. And now here's a brand new hit from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group. Marantz Records proudly present Hold On to Your Dreams from the Shy Lights, featuring Marshall Thompson.
This whole world is very cold. It is like putting your
also from the Shy Lights, Low Key, and Still in My Head. Hold On to Your Dreams from the legendary Shy Lights, featuring Marshall Thompson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome Mr. Marshall Thompson to the show.
How you doing, sir?
What's going on up there? I hear y'all on my computer here in Chicago jamming up there, pal.
All right.
We want to thank you for coming on the show, man, taking time, you know, to sit here and talk with us.
Well, it's always a pleasure. You know, you all doing a great job. But I heard my daughter, I heard y'all giving her the telephone number on the air. I was listening to you then when y'all was doing that. But, hey, man, it's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to be around. Good Lord has really blessed me. And I'll be up there on the 19th in New York.
All right.
Okay. You got a show?
No, I'm coming up there for Beyonce and Jay-Z for the number one hits of all time for London. And London is flying in to meet me to do the interview for the Crazy in Love song.
Oh, nice, nice.
Right, that's right. That's what's up. Well, you know, first we want to ask, you know, how did y'all come together?
Well, you know, we came together in high school, you know, back in the 2 days we had, the old days we had two groups, Chanteurs and the Desiderals, and then both groups split up, and we joined together and came up to Marshall and the Highlights. Then mm-hmm. we left Marshall and the Highlights, and then we called it Marshall and the Shy Lights. And then Eugene Records stepped out with his lead vocal and got some great hits for us, and I said, forget about Marsha, let's just go with Shy Lights, and that's Shy Lights.
All right, and What was actually your first hit record as the Shy Lights?
Well, first hit record that took us to the Apollo Theater in New York was Give It Away.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the first million selling was Give More Power to the People.
Yeah, all right. Now, wanted to ask you, just, you know, you guys established in 1959. If you don't mind, my brother, what is your age at this current moment in time?
Well, I'm hitting the big 7-0 this year.
Wow.
Oh,
God bless
right.
you.
I'll be hitting the big 7-0 and still dancing like I'm 13 on stage.
I hear you, man. And you know, I know, man, at the times, this is Kappa, the times that I did hang out with you, man, I know, man, you definitely could keep up with any and everybody out here.
Right on. Yeah, okay, man, I do what I know how to do. I love what I do. And I'm just thanking God I never smoked in my life. I never took a drink in my life. And I try to keep my health together.
I hear you. Now, that's words of the wise for all you youngins out there. There's a reason why this man is agile, virile, and still doing his thing. It's because he's not tainting his body with those poisons, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, been pretty blessed.
Now, your music, you know, it has been sampled by hip-hop and R&B artists over the years, you know. I want to ask you, how do you feel about that?
Well, I didn't like rap songs at one time when it first started. And it had to grow on me just like anything else. But it grew bigger when they started doing my songs and the check was in the mail.
I hear that.
I can
certainly understand that.
So when the check come in the mail, I say, you know what? Them youngsters are doing something right.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah. I love them. I have a kick out of them. You know, they sampling the stuff for JDZ. He did December 4th, which is that's our song called That's How Long I Love You. And, of course, you know, Beyonce did Crazy in Love. That's why I'm coming to New York about the ITV special. But, I mean, I was very excited about them, you know. And then Paul Wall did Old Girl and Fantasia. She did Baby Mama, you know, all Shylight songs. So we were really happy about it.
That's good. Now, speaking of the song that Crazy in Love by Beyonce, we want to play the original so that the people out there know, you know, just where that came from. And before we go there, I just want to tell everybody, go to facebook.com/BeastDoRadio. You can join in on the discussion or you could call in. And I'm pretty sure at the end of the show, Mr. Marshall Thompson would like to talk to some of the people out there. But for the moment, let's go into those songs, DJ Big Stu.
All right, let's do it.
Let's go. Carter was born December 4th, weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children, the only one who didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child.
Hi, what's wrong? You look like you lost your best friend. Tell me, is it something that I've done again?
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim at 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. But so through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her first real skin. I made it for her.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, when I first heard that song, I did not realize that that was a Shylight sample.
Yep, that was definitely our song. That was That's How Long I Love
You. Hmm.
All right.
Yep. Uh-huh. It can't deny that. You know, almost every producer, anybody that's a hip hop producer, has sampled you guys. You know, even Unknown's producers. You know, that's the first thing you might check out is a Shylights album, because you guys make great music. They don't make music like that no more.
Yeah.
Well, back in those times, we had big production. We were doing big production songs, and that's why it was like that. You know.
Mhm. Now you guys changed your lineup, you know, quite a few times. How many times did you change your lineup and why?
Well, through the years, we had people drop out. Some stayed in, some of them dropped out, and we worked it that way, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but Eugene, he went gospel, so he left, and Red, the bass singer, what happened to the bass singer, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just brought in a couple of new guys to take the spot and take the place of that.
Okay. Now,
how that, Key? You want to say something, Kat?
Oh, well, yeah. I just want to ask, you know, how did it feel when you finally got inducted into the Hall of Fame, in the Music Hall of Fame in 2000?
We felt great to come to New York to get inducted. Smokey Robinson inducted us into the Rhythm Blues Hall of Fame, and we felt it was way overdue. I mean, we've been going since '59, and now it's up to 2000. So we felt that it was well deserved for us. So we're very happy about it.
I felt it was long overdue, even at 2000.
Oh yeah, it was way past.
It was way long overdue.
It took them long enough, but they got it right.
They got it right.
Right, and now they're moving into the Hall of Fame for the rock and roll. They're moving us into that now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting on that one now.
Well deserved too. That's long overdue as well.
Right. That should be next year. Look like.
Well, we have a caller, Cap. Should we take the caller, or do you want to play the next song?
Maybe we should hold some calls to the end. If you don't mind, you know, you can hold on for a little while. Because I'm pretty sure, Marsha, tell you, don't mind taking some calls, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Marshall? You don't mind taking calls from the people, right?
Oh, I'm waiting on it. That'll be fine.
Okay. we'll get to them in a little while. We'll get to the calls.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to get into a song that everybody knows. This is a song that I heard growing up all my life. I grew up on this song, and I know Capper has too.
Oh, yeah. I've chimed that a few times at a couple of ladies, and they were impressed with
that. That's all right, but you all did a great job at the station there. So you're doing what you do. I'm the singer, y'all the interviewer and the radio station. Y'all doing
that's right. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to play Have You Seen Her? And I know this is like a millions of people out there favorite. So we're going to take it back. Huh?
The Baby Maker.
We're going to get into it. Have You Seen Her? Mr. Marshall Thompson, the Shy Lights.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Today, like the atmosphere of music today versus back in the days? Like, do you feel it's easier to get a band together and get a record deal, or is it easier now with technology?
Well, basically, you don't need no record deal these days because of the technology. I mean, you got internet radio all over the place. I mean, you go on the radio for people to hear you. But now, you don't need a radio station. You can just go in on yourself on the internet and with the radio station, you know, internet radio, and get a break real fast. All you got to do is have a real hit record. A lot of people cut records. They think everything they cut is a hit. Everything you make is not going to be a hit. But if you get the right record and you cut the right record, you can be gone. Like, look at the kid that went on the internet radio, the little pop guy, the little white kid.
Justin Bieber?
He sold 3 or 4 million.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't on no regular radio station at all. He was on the internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know, so it's easier today than it was back in our time, man. Our time, you had to be on the major stations to get a break. Now, you can go cut you some good music and get out there on the internet radio and go on about your business.
Not to mention that I dealt with racism a lot back then, too.
Right, and you can collect your money easier now. All you got to do is get your PayPal account, go to cdbaby.com, put your music on there, and get you some internet radio stations on your product, and they got all kind of stuff. Janco, they got all kind of ways out there you can do it now.
True.
And you don't have to worry about one place. When you go on the internet radio, you're all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, your record might be a hit. You might be a hit in China. Or your record might be a hit in Africa. They're doing my new cut, Hold On To Your Dreams, in Africa. It's playing over there. So if I sell a million over there, what's the difference? I can still spend it over here.
You're right about that. Now, this next question, you pretty much answered it just with what you just told us, just with the information that you have regarding where music is today. But I want to ask, you know, to what do you credit, you know, your ability to continuously stay on tour? I mean, I pretty much every time I turn around, you're on tour.
Well, I'm on tour now. Me and the Stylistics, Hal Melvin, Blue Notes, Dennis Edwards, Temptations, and Emotions, and the Delphonics. We're on tour as we speak right now. And what's keeping us together is, first of all, is good blessings from up above. God keep our health and strength, able us to get out there and do what we got to do. And the people itself, especially in New York, people really comes out and support us all the time. That's what keeps us going. If you come in there and get a ticket, then we will be singing. If we can't sell no tickets, then we can't keep going.
Yeah.
So, who are some of the out of all the years you perform? Who are some of your favorite groups that you toured with?
Well, we've been with everybody. We've been with not other than groups. We toured with Elton John, you know, without a group. But of course, you go back to Blue Magic, Stylistics, Rigam and Brown, Hal Melvin's Blue Notes, the Spinners, the OJ's. You know, we've been with just about everybody. We toured with Rita Franklin for 3 years. That's before I was playing drums. You know, I was playing drums with Gladys Knight when I first started. You know, I was her drummer.
Wow.
And then Gladys Knight and the Pips, that was her drummer. Then we busted out with the Shy Lights. But we've been everywhere. I mean, with the Whispers, you name it, they've been there, you know?
Now, again, you're listening to BeastRadio.com. We are speaking to the legendary Marshall Thompson of the legendary Shy Lights. If you got some questions, hit facebook.com/BeastRadio. Hit the like and shoot us a question, or you can call in 914-338-1685. The 887 number that you see, we're having a glitch. There's something going on with that number right now. So in the meantime, 914-338-1685. 1685. I think I want to hear another song, Stu. I think I want to hear another classic.
All right. So, you know, I'm going to play the, you know, this classic right here. I ain't even got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? This is Old Girl. This is another one that a lot of people was born to.
That was the biggest record we ever had.
That's what's up.
Let's do it. Thompson. That makes me want to go make some babies right now.
I know
you hear that all the time too, right? When a lot of people come up to you and say they was born off of your music or they made babies off of your music.
Yeah, well, hey, many of them was doing that.
Yeah,
making the babies out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. And speaking of babies, and I've been to a few of your performances, and I know you always show love to your offspring, so to speak. You know, you have an extensive amount of grandkids, man. I just want the people to know what is the current number of grandkids right now.
Well, I'm looking at right now, and I just had two more, so I got 35 grandkids right now.
Wow. 35.
Yeah, I just had two more this week.
Mm. Yeah, man. And I always hear you talk about them, so I know you're proud of each and every one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love the kids, man. Just like Christmas and all that, I give them $1 a piece.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I'll be out of $32.
Yeah, well, you know what, Stu? I think maybe we should go into caller line three. Speaking of children, you know, let's go to line three right there.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Why are you?
Yeah. This is Yvonne, and I am Marshall's oldest daughter.
There you go. Okay. The first.
Yeah.
I'm one of the offspring. You know, but I just wanted to call in here because my father's being quite modest. So I wanted to tell you what an innovator he really is and some of the stuff that I see that has contributed to his success even 53 years later. I mean, that's a great accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
How many people can say 53 years in the game, and every time we go to a show, he still brings down the house. I mean, fills up the house and brings it down. You hear me? My earlier memories of him at the Apollo, holding me up on stage, trying to get me to sing, and all the women going crazy in the audience, they still go crazy for him. But, you know, but he, what he's being so modest about, not only does he keep himself vibrant in the game as far as technology, I mean, he has every gizmo and gadget there is. You see how he knows about how you can go ahead and make money with CD Baby, everything else. You know, he keeps himself really live and active in the game, no matter what his age. But he also stays very much involved with the community. He stays very much involved with others. He's always trying to help someone. He's contributed to the success of so many celebrities, including the world-famous Michael Jackson. Okay,
he's
the one who brought him on the map. And I heard it from Michael Jackson's own father's mouth, Joe Jackson. Okay, you know, so someone who has so much success and so much caring and so much loving and is not ever what's in it for me. It's always, hey, let me show you how to do this. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. And he's, you know, uplifts people and pushes them on to success. That's why he's still blessed, you know.
But
he's definitely an innovator in the game, and I can tell you he still brings down the house and fills it up.
You know, I know. I remember, Evie, when I came out to visit you, and then y'all did the little birthday party for Marshall. That's when I first really. I mean, I've always seen him backstage and of course on stage, but the first time we really had a conversation was at that party. And I mean, you know, Marshall, you're full of love, full of energy, and you had us laughing. Me and my lady we kept talking about that night because we were in stitches.
That he will. He'll open up his door, give you his last, whatever else. He tries to take care of the world. You know, that's why he's truly blessed. Not only is he a great artist, you know, and he actually has contributed to the success of so many people, but He also helps the world. He would, you know, the same thing with how his record was done by Jay-Z and by Beyonce and everything else. So that's because, you know, they recognized him, and he's had intimate relationships with all of them to try and, you know, help him, push him on, encourage him, you know. So he is highly respected by his peers and some.
Marshall,
you know, he's become the new Godfather.
That's what's up.
Yeah. And Marshall is Yvonne your publicist now? What?
I know.
I'm liking the way she's putting it down.
Well, she's everything. She's my daughter, not only my daughter, but she's my advisor. She come around and she can't believe in my age. A lot of friends of mine say, "Hey, Marsh, I'm gonna send you a check in the mail." I say, "Listen, you can give me a check in 1 minute. All you gotta do is push a button." So a lot of guys my age is not up on their computer, you know. But I've been doing computer for 15 years now. So I'm on top of it. I find your royalties, your monies, the zoo. They say, "Well, you're not playing in Russia." No kidding. Let me check Russia here.
But I thank y'all for giving me an opportunity to share my views and my memories my father while he's here, you know, because he is. He's awesome.
We thank you for sharing them with us.
All right,
cuz. So hold on, you know, continue to stay on the line. But
by
the way, you know, Yvonne is our cousin, me and Stu.
Yep,
so
yep.
We want to put that out there. But all right, so hold on. Let's continue on.
All right, fam.
So, you know, with that being all that being said, what's going on with Marshall Thompson and the Satellite brand to this very date?
Well, what we're doing now is touring, of course. We're coming into New York. We're doing a festival in New York in July as well. And then, of course, we plan Atlantic City up there with War on the 21st. And we're doing Chicago here for Mother's Day weekend. We have a big concert here with Stylistics, Hal Melvin's Blue Notes, Delphonics, and Emotions. Okay, that's Mother's Day weekend. And on Sunday, Mother's Day, we're doing, we got Dennis Evans, Temptations, Stylistics, Shine Life, Hal Melvin, Blue Notes, Emotions on that one.
Nice.
All right. Really.
Now we want to also shout out your website. You have it's www.shylights.info, and that's with the hyphen, CHI-LITES, for those who may skip the hyphen. You go to this man's site and you can see the history, the rich history, the bio, and his links to the new music. And I also want to ask you about the label, Marantz. Is that your label?
That's me and Joe Jackson's label. That started off my wife's name. It's named after me and my wife, Marantz, Marshall, and Constance. I lost my wife coming back for performing in New York at the World Trade Center.
Oh, sorry.
And I lost my wife coming home with the accident. And we named the record company after me and her.
Okay. Yes. I remembered hearing about the your putting a label together with Joe Jackson. I didn't know if that was still manifesting. So it's good to hear. It's good to hear that, you know, you guys putting it down.
Yeah, we doing what we had to do. We announced it on BET. We was on BET together, but a lot of people thought we wasn't gonna carry on. But we doing what we can do with it. You know.
I hear you. I think it's working out.
Uh-huh.
So what would you tell a young R&B singer that want to follow into your footsteps? What advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, I told them to stay away from the streets, stay away from the drugs, and stay away from the alcohol, and try to live a clean, keep your body clean, number one, so you can last. Learn how to read your contracts, because show business is 90% show. 90% business, 10% show. So you got to learn how to read. You got to know how to get paid. That's number one. And that's what they should get into. And believe in your music. Don't let nobody tell you what you don't have. Believe in what you have. It's just like hitting a lottery. Somebody's going to have that winning ticket. So you have to believe in yourself. And believe in yourself and go at it. You know, everything is not going to be a hit, like I say. A lot of people think, oh, something wrong with me, but just keep on. Get the right record. You know, you got to get the right record. We was playing the B side of our record before we got the real big one. Have you seen it? We was pushing the other side. And Jim Gates in St. Louis happened to flip it over. And that was the one. So, you know, you never know. You know, just keep pushing at it until you land on a smash.
Yeah, you gotta hold on to your dreams. And speaking of holding on to your dreams, I think that's the perfect segue. To let people hear this new single that's out there. And you can purchase it online at CD Baby. You can go to shylights.info. To catch it as well. So let's run that single real quick, DJ Big Stu.
All right.
Legendary Shine Lights, featuring Marshall.
That's what's out now, and then you know, make sure y'all support that.
So Marshall, so they can get it at CD Baby. Are there any other sources where they can purchase the music?
Yeah, they can go straight to iTunes. I would go to CD Baby and purchase it because there's some different versions out there, and they want to make sure they get the new version, the remix.
Okay, all right, and one other question I had. On Marantz Records, are there any other artists that you have that's coming out on Marantz?
Yeah, well, we have Tata Blaze, which is my granddaughter. That's, you know who that is.
I know.
And I got quite a few artists, different ones from different towns, some from California. We got everybody on hold right now and until the new budget come in. And we're going to release them. You know, we got the Dramatic Band. They're signed up with Marantz now, you know.
Mm.
Even got the Legendary Export. I put them on there to help. You know, I'm reaching out to help everybody that I possibly can.
I hear
That's big. The Escorts, that's big.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. Well, Marshall, it was a pleasure. It was an honor to have you come on. You know, we rarely get to hear from our legends, you know, where they can express what they're doing. And again, you're an anomaly of sorts in my eyes because, you know, you've been doing your thing since 19. How many people can say that? You know, the average artist, you know, maybe they'll go 6-7 years. So it's amazing to me. I'm still in awe about the whole thing.
I agree with you, Cap. I agree with you, and it definitely was a pleasure to have you here, and I appreciate you coming to the show, and I appreciate the good music you're still putting out.
Well, you know what? I tell you, it's all in the blessings. Doing the right thing and doing the right music and being with the right people that love the music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very happy and pleased with that.
Okay, any closing words?
Well, I'd like to say and thank you very much for inviting me on your show there in New York City. And hopefully everybody hold on to their dreams, because dreams are the wings of the mind. You can fly anytime you like. And we want to say to keep your hands together. And we have a team called Hands, Loving Hands.
Well said, well said. Okay. And on that note, what we're going to do, DJ Big, well, what we're going to do, what you're going to do, because, you know, I don't control the tables, but we're going to do a Shylights tribute followed by some more classics of that era. And once again, Marshall Thompson, thank you so much. And we're going to get into that now.
Thank you much.
Thank you. I'm sealing up this letter. I just finished signing your name. My friends would all be surprised if they knew I was playing this game. I'll pretend it's a special delivery, and just to give me a hint, I'll use your favorite color smeared with your favorite scent. I know you think that I'm crazy, but I can't lose what have I left. So I've decided to write this letter and send it to myself. So to make my story short, in the mailbox I will place this letter that I wrote, and it's stamped with your lovely face. Talk to your picture. Get me a pencil and paper and write all the things. Say all the things I've heard you say before, but with a little extra. Guess it makes me feel kind of nice. I write a letter to myself. Oh, write another letter,
write a letter
to myself.
Write a letter.
I write another letter to myself. Oh, so full, it seems so full, but so empty. So I put on my coat, leave you a note, and go to the places, places, places where we used to be. I pretend you are there.
yeah, this is probably one of my most favorite Shine Light joints right here, y'all. We're going to take it up a notch. Let's get it.
I was just a backseat driver in a car.
heavenly body too? Well, that's right on time. When we're together, baby, it seems we're on an island all our own. And in a crowd of people, yeah, we're still standing alone. You know, I read about heaven, but I didn't know it was like this. I get so high, just one bird.
Call love. Thank you. big wings. Who knows what tomorrow may bring? So I'm saying this to let you know that I really, really love you so. Just be mine and everything will be fine, cause all things change in time.
Again, you're listening to Beats Through Radio. I was just going crazy. I was taking it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Shylight's got a lot of joints, man. You know, once again, big shouts out, you know, to my cuz, Evie. No doubt. You know, family, always stay together, man. That's how we do it real big on Beats Through Radio, man. I always tell y'all that. You know, family station, man. That's how we rock. We rock real, real big. The Kappa's in the building, as always. You know, he's in the background just chilling, man. You know, Cap, he loves to work with the paperwork. And he's like, I tell you, he's a perfectionist, man. He keeps the station running right, man. He keeps us running real tight, man. Big shouts out to the Kappa. Big shouts out to Kay Nicole doing her thing tomorrow night, ladies' night. You know what I'm saying? She always got a hot, hot to death topic. I don't have a topic right in front of me right now, but I know it's Kay Nicole's show. That's why her show is very, very popular. She always got everybody wanting to call in and talk to her. Ladies' night, tomorrow night, 11 p.m. You know how it go down. Kay Nicole, Saturday night, hot talk. Yes. And with me, once again, on the Wheels of Steel every night after every episode. Great episode last night with a big shout out to my man Lex Lair, a.k.a. Lex Boogie, and my man Will Porter. Zoned out. Pumping last night. Great show, fellas. You know, I had fun with them last night. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got this thing. You know, it's like, you can't gotta watch out. You never know who's going to get stewed, man. Look, you know, it's not just going to be our staff, man. You know, it's just the beginning. It's going to get real big. But, you know, once again, if you didn't catch it earlier, you can check it up on the archives on www.beefstewradio.com. Catch the whole interview in full with Mr. Marshall Thompson from the Shylights. Me and the Kappa, we broke it down. We had a lot of fun, like all those. That's how we do it here. And I am in the mix for playing a lot of Shylight music. I'm going to keep it going a little later on after this. I'm going to play something different. You know, a lot of tonight is music legends tonight. So I'm going to play a lot of music legends. A lot of people, a lot of groups that was legends, a lot of solo artists that was legends. Breaking back into the times when you had to dance, but you know, when groups actually did the same dance. Let me say that. Nowadays you have a group, you got six guys, right? And four of them doing something, they all doing something different. And the two lead singers, they doing something different. You know, they don't all don't dance the same now. Back in the day, they used to be about choreography and steps and patterns. Everything is right. Now they've got one dude walking over here, another dude walking over there, this dude putting his shoes over here, this dude jumps in the crowd, one dude jumps, and it's the same. But I'm going to tell you who mastered that. All of them doing shows like that. Nope. Every other two kind of fights happen. That didn't have a dance fest, but it was hot because it good. So it, you know, so if you can't sing real good and dance, you can't dance, that's not that you can be a pop or get a group that's made up. But there's a lot of groups like that. There's groups that they can dance like hell, they can't dance. There's groups that they can sing real good, can't dance. See, we don't ever know if they can dance because they hypnotized with the way they did their thing, you know. You know what I'm saying? They have voices like brothers like this. You know what I'm saying? Get back to Satellite. Let's go to Satellite Tribute on a Thursday Night Music Legend.
Play it every day.
We do this once in a while, y'all.
Love affair. After love affair. After love affair.
Suddenly. Walked into my life.
Shame on y'all. She walked right on into my life. Baby, do it to me. That's what it says. That's what the song says. That's how songs used to be written. Songs is written a little nastier nowadays. Cause, you know, it'll say something, do something worse to me nowadays. But back then, that was supposed to be hard. Baby, do it to me. Now, we got way worse than lyrics now in songs. But yeah, that was a tribute, man, to the Shy Lights, man. You know, I played five, six, seven generations of music, man. You know, if you listen to the music, they change with each time from the beginning of time all the way to, like, you know, maybe up to the 90s, to the early 90s, through the 80s. And that's crazy because that's mad years of music. No, not even to the 80s, because with the song that they have out now that we played. So all the way to now, you know what I'm saying? Ain't too many groups doing that real big. That's 50 years of music, man. Crazy. You know what it is to be putting music out for 50 years of your career consistently. You know, guys get go crazy by shopping a demo for a couple of weeks, putting music out consistently for years, man. That's crazy. 50 years plus. And right now, got a song out, you know? And own a record company. And just don't own a record company with anybody. Own a record company with Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's father. So you know there's big things going upon there, man. You know what I mean? So y'all got to really respect that, man. Y'all got to really check out what that's black entrepreneurship, if it's anything, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to see, you know, like one thing he said that I respect dearly is about them checks. You know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of groups, that's what keep a lot of the old artists pumping, man, you know, that they get checks. You know, I heard a few of the old-time artists, you know, they was mad and they was, you know, they used to get mad and didn't like that, you know, rappers sampled them. But at the end of the day, like what he said, the checks is, you know, when, as long as you're getting a check for you're paying them and you're making sure you get paid, I mean, that's good to piece them off because some of them is doing bad. And rap can put some money back in some of these older artists' pockets. And that's what I think we should do. You know, that's something that is just recycling money, man. So, you know, I don't think we should stop that. You know, if you're going to sample some joints, you know, and you're really taking it to the big time, it's only right to give just due to the original artists who made the song. And the thing about it, man, is the opportunities are so golden for artists that, because now, you know, they might say, hey, you know, a lot of them be like, hey, I don't want you to sample that, man. I have seen this with guys. I said, I don't want you to sample me. I mean, I'll come to sing it. I like the song, you know, so let me sing it, you know. And then you're paying them anyway, so why not have the real guy sing it, you know? And, wow, that brings a whole other level of marketing and all that to you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, in record companies will listen to it, especially if you're an unsigned artist, and you tell them, yeah, I did a song with Shy Light. They're like, huh, you're a young rapper, you did a song with Shy Light? That's on your demo? And then it's something remake of theirs, and it's hot. You guys got to use your brain. So, you know, sometimes it's cool to reach out to them. Send them your demo. Send them what you're doing. Some of these guys got record companies or managers now, and they might hear your song and be like, I like what this kid remade over my song, and I think it's really hot. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play this. That can happen. Some of you guys think it can't, but it's likely it can happen. You know what I'm saying? Actually, it almost happened to me back in the days. Me and Capper have another family member. You know, that's gonna be a family show, and he had a song that was out. He had a famous song that was out, and I sampled him, and you know. And when I met him at a video shoot and everything, and we spoke, and he had heard the song, and he was like, yeah, but why you sample me, man? I could play that over for you. And I was like, wow. You know, I felt really big, like, you know, like, wow, you know. And then I thought of, like, even though I never got it done, because, you know, it was a demo stage, but just the thought of it, and that was back then. Now this is back in, like, the early 90s and late 80s, early 90s when I was trying to do the rap thing. And If at the time, I thought, like, wow, if I had a deal, this would be really big, because you really needed a deal back then. It wasn't the internet or nothing like that back then. You had to really pump your records and really know somebody, have your stuff on the radio. It wasn't guys like me out there, not too many guys like me out there in the 80s. A lot of dudes getting paid for plays, you know, there was a lot of paid for plays back out there in the 80s. But there were some dudes that was breaking, you know, the Chick Prees and all of them, they was breaking, you know, they was breaking waves in the DJ, that, all those dudes like that, you know what I'm saying? And Kurt Flirt, you know, Ed Love and them, Silver D, all those dudes was doing their thing. But then it was the rash of DJs that, you know, in at that time, that, you know, when they got their name out there, they want you, you know, they want you to pay them to be on their joint, you know? That's why I always respected, you know, my man Mix King Ron G, you know what I'm saying? Because when I was an artist, he definitely played our joint. So the big guy, you know, like I told him on Facebook the other day, big shouts out to Ron G. Definitely used to put out a lot of Harlem dudes, and he brought out a lot of cats, man. So, you know what I'm saying? He brought out, you know, group, you know, he played dudes from Harlem like Ziggy, Trouble Neck, you know, myself, Gangs of Funk, you know, Ill Al, Scratch. You know, there's a lot of groups, Big L. You know, there's a lot of, and Big L was probably, you know, one of the biggest dudes out. You know, when I was working in the studios, man, I remember Big L coming out, you know. But we're back to music legends. You know what I'm saying? And when we're talking about this, we're talking about the baby brothers, the baby brothers. It sounds like I'm eating crackers, right? But I was trying to say something that I wrote down real fast, but I can't do it. So we're basically going to play some music. I'm gonna talk in regular language now. We're basically going to play some music from back in the days in the same time with a lot of groups who might have been doing their thing when, you know, the Shy Lights were doing their thing. So I just want to get into some of that music. You know what I mean? We're going to do it up like this. We're going to do it real big on Beef Stew Radio. It is your man, Big Stew, and I'm going to let you know where we're at right now. If they don't hear me, then you got to tell me something, baby, because I don't think they hear me. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's how we're doing it up real big here on Beef Stew Radio. 2:11 o'clock. I'm in the building.
Oh, let some love shine on through. And don't fight the feeling, just keep on feeling. Everybody, keep on moving, 'cause I know we can get it over so better.
Give it all you got.
Let's keep rising to the top.
Give it all you got.
And we won't let go.
Rest in peace, Miss Tina Marie. I ain't really started appreciating Miss Tina Marie until my man Rich Kid. Shout out to my man Rich Kid, my man Rich and Keith Polite brothers, Rich Kid and Chief Keith. I ain't started really appreciating Tina Marie to my man riding around in the big car with my man Rich Kid. And two things he used to play a lot, man. It's the X-Clan and Tina Marie, yo. You know what I mean? That's how we used to do it back in the days. I used to meet my man back in Queens and roll all the way from Harlem. Meet him up on Suffern Boulevard, man. We'd be doing our hanging out, rolling, doing our big shouts out to the York Cab Company, man. I used to ride around with my man Rich in the cab all over Queens, man, all over the place, man. Word back in the days. But big shout to everybody that's seen Fins once again. It's your man DJ Big Stu taking it back. We did it real big with Mr. Marcus Thompson from the Satellite. Keeping it going with some new sets. Let's rock.
Before the moment we met, that there was no doubt that my life would never be the same.
You could never touch this feeling.
the name. You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shine Light featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shine Lights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds. And now here's a brand new hit from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group. Marantz Records proudly present Hold On To Your Dreams from the Shine Lights, featuring Marshall Thompson.
The whole world is very cold. It is not putting y'all on.
Also from the Shine Lights, Low Key, and Still In My Head. Hold On To Your Dreams from the legendary Shine Lights, featuring Marshall Thompson.
Yeah, on that note, man, I'm going to say goodnight to y'all. Thanks for y'all tuning in. It was a great show. Thank Mr. Marshall Thompson, Cuzzo Evie for calling in. You know what I mean? I was real, real big. You know me in the Kappa. That's how we do it. Tune in tomorrow night to Kay Nicole. She's going to be doing it big on Ladies Night. Also, make sure you tune on Saturday night to Hot Talk for Mimi, doing it real big like they always do. And then most definitely, we end the weekend off with my man Drinks on Russ on Drinks on Russ. Everybody in the building, we doing it real, real, real big. Check us out on www.facebook.com/beefthroughradio, www.twitter.com/beefthroughradio, you know what I'm saying, www.youtube.com/beefthroughradio2. That's how we doing it. So make sure y'all tune in, man. And once again, it was a great show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We did it real big with Mr. Marshall Thompson from the Whispers. Mr. Marshall, I'm looking at a piece of paper. Mr. Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights. And I want to thank everybody once again. I can't say it enough, man. Thanks for showing the love, man. And we out.